for whatever is, there is a lot of reasonings and happening and history, right? Okay. Don't you want to talk about the truth? Or just? Or correct? Or right? Or expectation? They are listening to something that you are not listening to. I'm using some words. What are these words? These are the words which will give you the real meaning of ha. It's one Arabic word, ha. Which means right, correct, just, justice, true, truth, expectancy, and God. All together. Because God is like that to us. He says, for this, there is no history. Something was this, something happened, then God is there. It's not a state of being. It's beyond the existence. Therefore, I cannot explain it. We cannot explain it. Because for us, whatever is the outcome of a long chain of cause and effects, right? So whatever you're looking at is an effect. And we could follow the chain of causes, right? God is not effect. Justice is not an effect. Truth is not an effect. These are the cause of the cause of the cause. Therefore, with the science of effect, outcome, reasoning, and logic, it could not be explained. That's how he's going to that earth, and how many times this happened, how many sun will shine for the earth to become
fertile.
Ready, fertile, yes, and things like that. So it's more than that. Yes, that included, but he's telling the process of being, and saying, this is not the process of existence of just and justice and truth. That essence of the essence we are talking about. The only way we could talk about it is in the state of non-existence. Means we become non-existence in front of his existence. Means with personal logic and judgment, you look ridiculous. That simple. How do you describe God, whatever you say? What are you saying? You're referring to a state of being? Being is nation. You should be beyond the being. Beyond it is non-existence. And this state of non-existence is talking about, you say, oh, whatever exists in front of it is the spot of darkness. If something exists in front of this light, is a spot. And this is spot. Stupid. If not, they should be brightened and become the light itself. Because the just and justice and true and the truth all are changing their state of being. So it should be changing. Everything in front of that meaning will vanish somehow. This is what he described in this long paragraph, relatively. To make us ready to say, okay, now let's see what is the outcome of all these trials. Up to here, we realize what is it, what it is. This vazir, this king, and all of them, these are stupid ones. Where are they? Me, remember? This king is that part of me who is counting on my personal efforts. The one who believes in materialism, dialectic, logic, reasoning, and all that. I say, this is just a part of existence. Everything cannot be translated to this one. These are silly ones, and I counted them for you. What is the state of silliness over there? This is by vision. This is crossed eyes. This is looking at something. You mean? And having different idea about it. The good example for this alien. There are a couple of people sitting around here. And they are all looking at me. And all of you, you have a clear idea who am I, right? quite be that one, because it's different in your mind, her mind, his mind, and her mind. Each of you, they have another picture of me. Isn't it fair to say none of you have the real picture of me, except if you get let go of that personal limitation and accept all of it together to believe that, yes, I look like that to you, but I look different to her, and there are a lot of pictures like this around me. If you want to know who am I, at least you have to put all these pictures together to know me. Me as a teacher, as a simple man sitting down here, no magic here, right? But if you want to know me, you have to be able to see something in me which you don't imagine is in me. Looking at me, which one of you is looking for a brother? None of you. My sister is looking that way, and she knows what kind of brother I am. And that's a part of me, right? And it's not included in your picture. Your picture is limited, not me. That's the point. The limitation is in our thought, because we could think only about the state of being. We don't really understand the non-existence which covers the majority. It's somehow a majority that even in our definitive knowledge now, we know that more than 90%, 94% of the existence is invisible to us. Whatever matter we discover is less than 5% of it. The rest, we don't know what it is. We call it black matter, and we tell stories about it. It's not all visible. This goes to a silly, simple existence of me even. Then you want the picture of just and justice be clarified to you with the language and with this game of this is not this, is that, black or white? It's not. And this vazir is in all of us. The state of cleverness, because we have only one mission: to get rid of the enemy. If there is no enemy, we create one. Are you still sleepy, or are you there?
Very eager to read.
Eager to read? That's bad of you, Reed.
Setting forth how the vizier incurred perdition in this plot. The vizier was ignorant and heedless, like the Jewish king. He was wrestling with the eternal and inevitable.
Means, please do not try to divide your vizier and the king. Both are the same. That's a part of you who counts on his effort. That's Jack, remember? This king is Jude. Yes?
With a God so mighty that in a moment he causes 100 worlds like ours to come into existence from non-existence. 100 worlds like ours he displays to the sight when he makes your eye seeing by himself. If the world appears to you vast and bottomless, know that to omnipotence it is not an atom. This world, indeed, is the prison of your souls. Oh, go in yonder direction, for there lies your open country. This world is finite, and truly that is infinite. Image and form are a barrier to that reality.
See, you don't see the reality because you're looking at the image and the form, right? First of all, you don't see the process. You see a state of being. Do you see that chair? How is that chair?